I'm visiting here with Heather Thompson with GrowMark, and Heather, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for inviting us to your media tour taking place here in Illinois. One thing I think I heard today is that your Crop Nation, the social networking project that's been going on for a while, you now have an app available for that, and that just caught my ears right away. So let's just start there. Tell us a little bit about what this app is, does, allows for, now that it is now available and in the market.
Sure. So Crop Nation is a social network that we've developed for farmers to talk to one another about their operations, share information, ask questions, post photos, whatever they want to do. And we launched the website portion of Crop Nation back in August of last year, and have been working on the app continuously since then, because we know farmers are mobile now. You know, they're in their tractor cabs, they're in their trucks, they're all over the place, and so we needed to get that functionality in their hands. So the app basically will do everything that the website can do, but just from the touch of a button right on your smartphone, and that's what we think farmers are really looking for.
So it allows them to log into their account, mm-hmm. Go in there, and either generate, say, a comment, or I guess you might call it a discussion, with other members of Crop Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can log in straight from the app, and then it brings up a map view of where you're at right there. So it asks to view your location, and then you can see what posts have been generated right around the area you're in. Or you can also move the map around if you want to hear updates from, you know, the state or the region, even the country. You can browse around. You can comment on people's posts and make your own posts, upload photos straight from your phone. And new users can even register for a brand new account straight from the app, which is nice.
How about as far as platform? Is this just iPhone or?
Nope, we have iPhone and Android, so it's available in both marketplaces right now.
Wonderful. And how much does the app cost?
It's free. Everybody loves free, so we're just really excited for farmers to be able to talk to one another and generate that conversation, and don't think that they should have to pay to do that.
So we should go to iTunes Store or Android Market and just search Crop Nation?
You got it. All one word, Crop Nation. And if you want more information about the website and as a whole, you can go to cropnation.com.
Now, how about Crop Nation itself? As you said, it was introduced fall of last year. How's it going? How's the acceptance been on the part of farmers?
Yeah, so every farmer that we've talked to about it is really excited about the opportunity to be able to network with one another. But the biggest feedback we've gotten is they need it on their phones. They're mobile, you know, they want that mobility. So we're really excited to see it pick up even more now that we have that mobile application out in their hands just in time for planting season.
I know that, GrowMark has made this happen, basically. Is there any intent or idea that you might use that mechanism to, say, send out alerts or notices from the company?
Sure. So we have the ability to kind of, you know, interact with those users, but it's definitely not our intent to abuse that. And we're in the process of adding in some kind of filters so that as users create accounts, they can state their preferences on how they want to get information from us. And if they don't, you know, then we won't send them things. But we do have that ability to try and provide a service to those users.
So to learn more before we go to cropnation.com, right?
You got it.
Pretty easy to find. Just like GrowMark, you know, growmark.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Heather Thompson. We are visiting, just learned that the Crop Nation app is now available in iTunes and the Android Market. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.